It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer, as we do every Monday. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend.
It was. Probably one of the last nice ones like that we're going to be seeing here.
Yeah, I drove out and was checking out the progress of harvest.
Yeah, they're making good time out there.
Very good time.
Yes, a lot of those fields are pretty barren.
Yeah, I see some people are already working on corn.
Yeah, it's going fast. So.
Yeah, really fast.
Well, of course, time's a wasting, I guess. We know what's coming next.
So yeah.
We won't talk about that.
I'm built for colder climates. So
okay.
I don't mind the
you and Paul Ramo.
I don't mind the cold and winter.
Some people like it.
You calling us fat?
No, did I say that? I didn't. Just said well built.
Well built. I appreciate
that.
Yeah. That sounds better.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Mailman 3rd Class Stanley Leroy Ludvigson. Stanley was born on June 20th, 1926, here in Madison, passed away on June 25th, 2013. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on January 16th, 1945, and was honorably discharged about 18 months later on July 13th, 1946, in Minneapolis. He was a mailman with Carrier Air Service Unit 42. You know, we needed, you know, the mail had to go through, you know, to boost morale and get those, care packages up to the troops. So it's well appreciated there during World War II. So we thank you, Stanley, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
And speaking of veterans, we're going to talk about a topic of interest to veterans. VA Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers has expanded to veterans of all eras.
PCAFC. We've talked about this in the last few weeks, October 1st, VA sent out a news release announcing its expansion of caregiver support program for veterans of all eras and generations. Previously, this program for comprehensive assistance for family caregivers, PCAFC, was only available to veterans who served on or after September 11th, 2001, or veterans who served before May 7th, 1975. This now opens the program for veterans that served between May 7th, 1975 and before 9/11. Provides caregivers of eligible veterans with resources, education, financial assistance, health insurance, beneficiary travel, peer support, and more. It's a cornerstone of VA healthcare, ensuring that veterans get the world-class care they deserve and that caregivers get the comprehensive support they need. According to the Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Donald Ramey, for the first time, eligible veterans of all service eras can participate in VA's Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers. We recognize a critical role family caregivers play in caring for veterans, and through this expansion, we're able to ensure that family caregivers of all eligible veterans have access to the comprehensive support they deserve. It's the second expansion of this program, and it will expand access to the program for tens of thousands of veterans and their family caregivers. The first expansion began in October of 2020 as part of the implementation of the VA Mission Act of 2018, and it's added approximately 20,000 active veteran and family caregiver participants during the last 2 years. Earlier this month, VA announced an interim final rule that will extend PCAFC eligibility for legacy participants, legacy applicants, and their family caregivers by 3 years to September 30th, 2025. Their veterans and family caregivers who participated in the in this PCAFC prior to October 1st, 2020. You can learn more about PCAFC expansion and VA's caregiver support program at VA's caregiver support line at 855-260-3274, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. But there's a local number as well, fairly local. The St. Cloud VA Healthcare System has their caregiver support program, and you can reach them by phone at 320-252-1670, extension 7283. And I can help you complete an application at my office.
And you're easy to find.
Fairly easy to find.
Most of the time.
In the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it, still green for now.
For now.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have to say, though, that my office will be closed a couple of days coming up here, the afternoon of this Thursday of this week. I have an appointment as well as next Tuesday. And Friday, October 21st, I have a leadership retreat in the city's starting that weekend. So, but otherwise, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445. And there's some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. Or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
And I was going to ask you something else. Today, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. Are the courthouse offices open today?
Courthouse offices are open today, but it's safety. We have mandatory countywide safety training. So, okay. We got two classes, so, they're staggered for who will be at training. So, there might be might be a little wait at some of those offices.
But they are out. They are open.
We are open.
Because, the post office and some banks and things are closed today. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benegat, Lackbarrow Veterans Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.